Okay, good morning everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Ki Tisa, Parshas Para. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. Because of Purim, we missed the week, so it's nice to be back with everybody, and we thank our sponsor very, very much, and hostess who wishes to remain anonymous, but may the shir bring schosim of only nachas, yiddish nachas, rechus yamim, vishanim, and good health to our sponsor and her family. So we are in the middle of Rav Shimshon Pinkas' Sefer. I shouldn't say in the middle. We are learning through the Sefer of Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh. So last time we learned was 3 weeks ago, again, because Asik was Purim. We didn't have Shir last Friday. So I'm just going to recap very briefly, just to remind us where we were. Last time we're on page 38 of the Sefer. If you have the Sefer, Rav Shimshon Pinkas was telling us that on Shabbos, we don't daven for our requests. Why? Because Shabbos is not a day for refuah, it's not a day for parnasa. We want to be friends with Hashem. We want to develop a relationship on Shabbos with Hashem. So you take it a chumash, a tehillim, a gemara. I'm just reviewing what we learned. This is on page 38. And so after Shabbos, we could say, we're friends, aren't we? Please heal so-and-so. It's very important. Shabbos is a time to develop a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and then you gain the opportunity to ask your benefactor for anything you want all week long. But if we make a request on Shabbos, we spoil everything. This is not the time. Today we put business aside. Today is a quote happy day. We dress nicely. We serve special food. Last paragraph on page 38. This is a review, and it's a lot easier than we think. The last thing we spoke about was all we have to do is remember today is Shabbos. So using that as the springboard for a shir, remember that today is Shabbos. What we did last time is we learned the mitzvah of Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos the Kadosh, which is in the Aseres Hadibros Perchof of Parshas Yisro. Remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it, because Rav Pinkas says the avodah of Shabbos is to remember it Shabbos, and we learned the Sefer HaChinuch in depth on the mitzvah of Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosh. That was class last time we met 3 weeks ago. So all we have to do is remember that today is Shabbos. Remember is the mitzvah of Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosh, and Hashem will shower us with His blessings. And the greatest blessing of all is to develop a true relationship with Hashem. So the avodah is Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos, like we learned the chinuch on time last time, and when we can be zachor esyam Shabbos akacho, all we have to do that remembers today is Shabbos, and Hashem will shower us with the greatest blessings. And who amongst us is not waiting for the greatest blessings and longing for the greatest blessings of the Ribono Shel Olam? So what we have to do is remember that today is Shabbos, and all this comes through doing the special avoda, the remembrance, the work that today is Shabbos Kodesh. So that is the end of this chapter. Just to end this chapter, I'm going to be quoting from the Sefer Reaching for Heaven. It's very, very nice. The elevating life stories and teachings of Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal. It's written by Sivan Rachav Meir and her husband. Actually, he was the Rav in Ramat HaSharon. His brother, Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita, is one of the Gedolei Hador. So I'm going to be quoting from this book. A couple of vignettes, and when I was preparing, you'll see they relate directly to what we spoke about last time, or Pinkas just mentioned. Remember, today is the Shabbos Kodesh. Okay. Grandson Dov Visky relates, again, this is the life and teachings of Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal. Grandson Dov Visky relates, one Shabbos I accompanied Saba to a distant shul, and on the way we passed a store that was open. Saba, Rav Yaakov Edelstein, stood in the doorway of the store, and together with the others who were with us, so the store is open and it's Shabbos, and what did he recite in front of the shopkeeper 3 times? Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. That was his protest against Chilul Shabbos. He went to the store owner, and in front of the shopkeeper 3 times he said, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. He wished the man a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, and he left. Several days later, Saba found out, the store owner had decided to close the store on Shabbat. Why? Because all Rav Edelstein said was, Zachor, your avoda today is not to work in your store, it's simply to remember today is Shabbos. The shopkeeper explained, if the Rav had yelled and screamed at me, I would not have paid him any notice, but he spoke with me so gently. Every once in a while, his grandson continues, Saba would protest sharply and firmly, but most of the time his protestations against Chilul Shabbat were pleasant and calm. One time in Rosh Hashanah, we passed by a store, and he sang with us in front of the store the following words, Avinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu Va'aneinu, Ki Ein Banu Ma'asim. Aseh imanu tzedakah v'chesed v'hoshienu. It was Rosh Hashanah, and the store was open. That's all he said. Saba's opinion was, in general, you don't achieve something through protest, and you don't achieve something through demonstration. If a shop was open on Shabbat, he would stop in front of the store, and he would sing a Shabbat song. One time, he said to one of the employees, maybe tell your boss you want a day off for Shabbat. One, you're on Shabbat Shuva, Shabbos of repentance, the holy Shabbos. It's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Shabbos before Yom Kippur, we went with him to Shul, to Beit Knesset, and on the way we saw a business that was open. So he went over to the manager and he said, please, close the place at least the first Shabbat on the year, Shabbat Shuvah, at least this Shabbat, close the store. He always emphasized to us, do not yell, do not threaten, only speak about Shabbat, quote, as a source of blessing. So when I was preparing Shir, I find it incredible how Hashem helps me, leads me to the sources that tie everything together. If you remember, the Sefer of Pinchas says, in the same paragraph, he said, all you have to do is zachor, remember today is Shabbos, and that is the greatest blessing that Hashem will shower us with his blessings. And what do we see from Rav Yaakov Edelstein? All he would say to the store owners is zachor shem Shabbos akacho. And the end of the grandson's relation is that the grandfather would say, Rav Yaakov Edelstein would say, don't yell, don't threaten, speak about Shabbat as the source of blessing. And that's exactly what Pinchas says. If you remember, zachor, that Shabbat is the greatest source of blessing, if you remember this and you behave in such a fashion, Hashem will shower you with blessing. His grandson Yitzchak Viski adds, every Shabbos Chol Hamoed, Saba would daven Friday night in the Neve Rosco neighborhood in Ramat HaSharon. One Shabbat on the way home, he passed by a kiosk that was open on Shabbos. He stopped, he turned to us. He told us, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stand on the threshold of the kiosk, and together we are going to say, once again, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho. And then we would wish the store owner Shabbat Shalom. We did as he directed, and he continued walking. Saba said, I have fulfilled my obligation to protest. Tochech, tochech, asa misecha. How did he protest? He stood at the threshold of the kiosk, and he said, Zachor shem Shabbos akadjo. And then he went over to the store owner, and he said to him, I wish you a Shabbat shalom. To me, says the grandson, Yitzchak Viski, a Yerushalmi, I grew up with the cries of Shabbos, Shabbos, by people from other communities who saw Chilo Shabbos. But my grandfather's words made a special impression on me. I saw one can protest in a gentle way with wisdom and with understanding. But the reason I brought you these vignettes is not so much the idea of how he gave tochacha musar, which is incredible in and of itself, but the idea that remembering, what did he would say to the store owners? Please remember today is Shabbat. And if you remember that today is Shabbat, you will be zocha to the greatest blessing, which is exactly what Rav Pinchas told us as he closes out this chapter. So we move on to the next chapter, chapter 4. And that subheading is Kedushas HaShabbos, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, the sanctity of Shabbos. This is the new chapter we're beginning. The sanctity of Shabbos, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, is like the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. And this week's parashos, it's interesting, Truma Tetzava Kitisa Vayakom Pakuti, deal with the Kedushas HaMishkan. And in this week's parasha, Parashas Kitisa, we are commanded about Shabbos, Vishamu B'nei Yisra, Asa Shabbos La'asos, Asa Shabbos L'dorasam. It's in this week's parasha. So we have the constant, not constant, but we have a frequent juxtaposition between Kedushas HaMishkan and Kedushas Shabbos, which is exactly what this subject of this chapter is. Okay, Roman numeral number one, the mystery of Shabbos. What does that mean, the mystery of Shabbos? Of all, and the subheading is people do not understand Shabbos. Of all of our holy days, only about Shabbos do we say, Uveirachto mikol hayamim, you blessed it from all the days, Vikidashto mikol hazmanim, you sanctified it from all times. This means Shabbos is blessed, and Shabbos is sanctified more than any other day or any other time. So we have a lot of holy days. We just had Purim, and Purim last Friday, that's why we didn't learn. As Yom HaShishi, Purim is a day of tremendous simcha, and Yom Kippur is a day of tremendous kedusha, and we're coming up to Pesach, which is a time of tremendous cheruseinu. But only about Shabbos do we say, uveirachto mikol hayamim. That means Shabbos is more blessed than all the other days. Vikidashto mikol hazmanim, and you sanctified it from all other times. So there's something very unique about Shabbos. And even though our Jewish calendar, Baruch Hashem Shalom Asani Goy, is full of a plethora of holy days, Shabbos has a unique status. It is blessed and sanctified more than any other time. There is no other mitzvah that we live in experience like Shabbos. Shabbos takes up, Rav Pinchas says, more than a seventh of our life. Every seventh day is Shabbos. Rav Very nice. Here, Pinchas uses the word mystery of Shabbos. So very nice. We don't usually think of Shabbos as a mystery. You think of the Chukim as mysteries. Paradum as a mystery. I don't think that Shabbos is a mystery. Shabbos makes a lot of sense. So Pinchas is actually going to go to quote that and teach us. And one of the sources I'm going to bring, we don't keep Shabbos because it makes sense to rest. We keep Shabbos because it's a gift of rejuvenation spiritually from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Very nice. Through keeping the mysteries in life, we merit even more reward. A person wants to keep what makes sense. But when it goes against our rationale, and yet we bow to the will of God, perhaps that leads to greater blessing. Very, very nice. Beautiful. Very nice. Going back to Pinchas, there is no other mitzvah that we live and experience like Shabbos. Shabbos takes up more than a seventh of our life. Every seventh day is Shabbos. And not only is every seventh day Shabbos, but he says it spills over into Friday afternoon and into Motzei Shabbos. But I would say even more than that. Shabbos spills over. I remember my son told me a quote a few weeks ago. That's why already by the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Revi'i, we already end by the Lichun Aran and Allah Hashem. Because by Yom Revi'i, our mind frame is already, what's the menu for Shabbos? What am I cooking for Shabbos? Is the laundry done for Shabbos? When am I doing the shopping for Shabbos? So Pinchas says that Shabbos spills over into Friday afternoon, but the reality is that we know, certainly by Yom Chamishi, Thursday, I mean, it's already you're in Shabbos mode, and it spills into Motzei Shabbos. So Shabbos is the mitzvah we experience, as Pinchas, more than any other. It really sets the tone for the whole week, and in a sense, by the end of the week, your mind's in a Shabbos mode. Quote, Shabbos is essential to the life of a Jew. It is the fount from a fountain. It is the fount and source of all blessing. So I'm going to quote from this book that I recently finished reading, A Fire in His Soul. I'm sure you heard me quote it in different shiurim. It is The Man and His Impact on American Orthodox Jewry about Mr. Irving Bunim, written by his son, Rabbi Abbas Bunim. And it's just, I highly recommended it a number of times. It was extremely, extremely interesting. So Irving Bunim was a shamus, if you will, on the right-hand man of Rav Aaron Cutler, Zatzal, and he helped rebuild Torah Jewry in America, literally, after the Holocaust. You must read this book. It's Feldheim. It's just really amazing. Bunim's devotion to Chinuch Atzma'i. Chinuch Atzma'i was the organization started in the early years of the State of Israel to bring Torah education to Israeli children. As an addition to, or as an alternative, I should say, to the Mamachti system, a public school system in Israel, and Medina Yisrael, Chinuch Atzma'i was started by the Rabbanim of that time, the Gedolim of that time, to bring Torah Jewry to the Israeli children, and Irving Bunim was very involved. Bunim's devotion to Chinuch Atzma'i grew dramatically after a trip to Eretz Yisrael, to Israel, in the late 1950s, so this is only a decade after the state was started. On a street in Tzfat, he met a Sephardic boy, and he recited to the Sephardic boy, I'm not sure why, but Irving Bunim recited to the boy the Shema. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shem Echad. And he said to the boy, what am I seeing? What am I saying? The boy stared back at him quizzically. Bunim, still smiling, repeated the Shema a bit more loudly. And he said to the boy, what am I saying? The boy simply shrugged. Bunim was in tears. Standing before him in the Holy Land was a Jewish boy who did not have the slightest knowledge of the basic tenets of his own faith and his own heritage. Bunim vowed then and there, to redouble his efforts on behalf of Chinuch Atzma'i. He was fortunate to see the fruits of his efforts, not only in the expansion of the Chinuch Atzma'i school network, but in the kind of incidents which is about to be related that he kept close to heart. Okay. A decade after he met that boy in Tzfat, so now we're in the late 1960s, he visited Israel again 20 years after the establishment of the State of Israel. He met a Sephardic girl, this time in Ashkelon. She came from a non-observant family. But after attending a Chinuch Atzma'i school, the girl herself had become a Baalas Teshuvah. She came from a Sephardic family. She became a Chazer Teshuvah. Her father was in the retail chandelier business, and each of his children was required to work one day a week in his store. Girl from Ashkelon. It so happened that this little girl who took upon herself, I don't know how old she was, it doesn't say, but she was still attending schools, her turn fell to work in her father's store on Shabbat. At first she was torn between her family. They are juxtaposed in the Aseret HaDibros. On the one hand, Kabeis V'icha V'asimecha, L'manya Richun Yemecha, L'adama Shereshba Hashem V'secha. But on the other hand, immediately precedes Aser HaSadibah. So of course we know if one's parent tells him to be Mechal Shabbat, we do not listen. But she was torn between her family and Shabbat, and she didn't know which to honor. Finally, she decided she would honor her father, however, in her own way. So every Shabbat morning, she walked to the store. She politely stood behind the counter, and she waited for the customers. But when they asked her how much an item cost, she would quote prices so exorbitant, the customers immediately walked out. The girl was quite happy. She was obeying her father by standing behind the counter. She never made a single sale on her days to work on Shabbat. She was never Mechalal Shabbat. After 3 weeks, her father began to wonder what was going on and why there was no business on Saturday. He decided to spy in his daughter. So he stood in an undisclosed location where she could not see him, and he's watching. Soon after, a man inquired, and he entered the store, and he inquired about a chandelier. So in here, it gives the price in dollars. The story must have happened in shekel. I'm quoting how the price story is told over in the book. So the chandelier was really $180. The man said to the girl behind the counter, "How much is this chandelier?" "That chandelier is very special," said the girl. "That chandelier cost $1,000. The man said the price was too high, and he left. The girl was relieved until she saw her enraged father coming towards her. "Why did you do that?" he shouted. "Do you know how much money you have lost me all these weeks?" The next day, the shopkeeper, who was in the store on Sunday, was surprised to see that same man walk back into the store. And he said, "I realize that $1,000 is a lot of money," pointing to the chandelier. But and remember, this is in the 1960s in Israel, which was a very poor country at the beginning decades of the establishment of the state. "But I really had my heart set on it. I looked all over the city for another chandelier similar. I found nothing like it. So," he said, "I will pay $1,000 for that chandelier." The shopkeeper sold the chandelier at the proper cost. And then he turned to his daughter and softly said, "We have witnessed a supernatural event. It has come from Shamayim," he said to his daughter, "and imparted a profound message. From this day onward," he said to his daughter, "the whole family will be Shomer Shabbat just like you." So Rav Pinchas tells us, Shabbos is essential to the life of a Jew. It is the fount, like fountain, and the source of all blessing. We think we work more, and I know for anyone on this Zoom share, and for people listening online, this is not relevant, but for some it is a very big nisayon. But we have to come and see Shabbos is the fount and source of all blessing. Working more on Shabbos is not going to make us more money, it's just going to detract from what we have. Shabbos itself is the fountain of blessing, and Shabbos itself is the source of all blessing. Yet, says Rav Pinchas, it seems to be the time, Shabbos is the time that's least utilized. And it is least understood amongst all the holy days, which is why the subheading is the mystery of Shabbos. Like Rivka Fuchs pointed out, mystery means something we don't understand. And that's exactly what Pinchas is about to say about Shabbos. It is the time of week that is least utilized, and it is least understood amongst all of our holy days. We don't usually think that Shabbos is a mystery. We don't think it's least understood. But Lamaisa, he's going to show you how we don't really appreciate Shabbos or understand it properly. Not that we're ignorant of the halachos, chas v'shalom. We are all familiar with the basic halachos of Shabbos. And if we're not, we try and ask a shayla to the best of our ability. But how many of us are successful in drawing from the miraculous wellspring that is Shabbos? How many of us walk away from Shabbos with depth? How many of us leave Shabbos and go into the week with understanding? How many of us actually grow in our Avodas Hashem on Shabbos? If it's a day of rest, do we rest from everything? Does that mean we rest from Avodas Hashem? Does it mean the whole week I toil physically and spiritually and Shabbos comes and says, "Thank God I could turn off my brain. Now I could turn off my emotions. Now I don't have to toil." So Pinchas says that actually we leave Shabbos not necessarily change, which is of course what the Shir is trying to do for all of us. Enhance our appreciation of Shabbos, our Shmira Shabbos, our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Davka through Shabbos. Do we walk away from Shabbos with more depth, with more understanding? Have we grown in our Avodas Hashem, or do we just see the day of physical cessation of labor? If we do, we're really missing the whole picture. And that's where Pinchas says the mystery of Shabbos, and quote, "People do not understand Shabbos." Most people, bottom of page 39, most people gain something from the Yamim Tovim. We walk out of Rosh Hashanah, we feel different. You feel different in Elul and in the beginning of Tishrei by the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. When you walk out of Rosh Hashanah, you are enriched with Yiras Shamayim. It's hard not to be. We walk out of Shavuos enriched with Torah. And I added here, even though he doesn't say it, just because, of course, it's on our mind, it's in a few short weeks. When we come to Pesach, you feel a sense of chayrus. You sit down at the Seder, you feel like a king, and you feel, avadim alinu par b'mitzrayim v'yotzeinu Hashem misham. You feel like you had a redemption. It's a yom tov of chayrus. But when Shabbos arrives, we look forward to it. Rav Pinchas says, it's true, we do look forward to it. But we don't really know what we're supposed to be doing. How should we access this fount of blessing on Shabbos? Is it just a state of not doing? Is that what it means to Shavat, just to not do? Or what are we supposed to actually be doing on Shabbos, especially if we can't do everything that we're so used to doing during the week? For instance, in the summertime, and this is so true, many people find Shabbos too long. It's true. And it's even starting now, the clock is starting to move the other way, and Shabbos is getting longer. The afternoon seems to stretch on forever. Especially Shabbos in the afternoons, he says. And people don't know how to keep themselves busy. What am I supposed to do with all this time? We all keep Shabbos, but for some reason, in the winter we say it's too short, in the summer we say it's too long. It doesn't excite us as we should. We don't know how to appreciate Shabbos. We don't understand the purpose of Shabbos. So the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, in Perek Lamed Aleph, by the way, we spoke about this, I don't know, I think it was maybe even last year, it's more, it was still when we were learning at Rivka's house, so more than a year, because it's a year since the pandemic, really. We spoke about the Pasuk of V'shama b'nei Asa Shabbos according to the beautiful Or HaChaim. He gave 9 different interpretations as to what does it mean to V'shamu, to guard the Shabbos. But I'm going to quote the Pasukim, it's actually in this week's Parsha. Again, the juxtaposition of Mishkan and Shabbos. The title of this chapter is Kedusha Shabbos Kedushas Beis Hamikdash. Vayom Hashem Moshe Leimer. I'm in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis through Yud Zayin of Sefer Shmos. Vayom Hashem Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Va'ata and you, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, Leimer, saying, Ach, Esh Shabbos Aitishmu. Only you should guard my Sabbath. From that word, Ach, Chazal learn out, because it's in juxtaposition of the Mishkan, that even though we must build the Mishkan through the 39 Malachos, when it comes to Shabbos, we stop work. Ki osi, why do we have to guard the Shabbos? Ach eshabso say tishmu, my Sabbaths you shall guard. Ki osi, it is a sign, beinu uveinecham, ledorasechem, between me and between you for the generations. La da'as, what are we supposed to know on Shabbos? Ki ani Hashem, I am God, mekadishchem, who sanctifies you. Ushmartem es haShabbos, you shall guard the Shabbos, pasuk gedalet. Ki kodesh ilacham, because holy it is to you. Mechalaleh mos, you must. He who profanes the Sabbath, he who is mechalal Shabbat, will surely die. Ki kala osu b'malacha, anyone who does work on Shabbos, v'nichrasa nefesh ahi mekerv ameh, that soul will be cut off from the midst of her people. Sheishas yamim ye'aseh melacha, for 6 days you shall do work, uvayam hashvi'i, and on the 7th day, Shabbat Shabbaton, it is a rest of rest. Kodesh l'Hashem, it is a day that is holy to God. Kala osu melacha b'yam haShabbos, most you must. Again, the Torah repeats, anyone who does work on the Shabbos day will surely die. And then, Pasuk Tezayin through Yodzayin, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, and we say this in Kiddush, of course, Kiddush HaRabbah, Shabbos morning. And last time, which was 3 weeks ago, we spoke about Kiddush as well. Remember, Zachoros Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho L'Sechinach. His whole interpretation of Zachoros Yom HaShabbos is based on Kiddush. So here this is from Kiddush Shabbos morning. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. The children of Israel guarded the Sabbath. La'asod es haShabbos l'dorasam. To do the Shabbos for generations. Bris olam. An eternal covenant. Beini uvein v'nei Yisrael osihi l'olam. Between me and between the children of Israel. It is a sign for forever. Ki sheishas yamim asa Hashem es haShamayim v'es haAretz. Because in 6 days God created the heavens and the earth. Uvayam hashvi'i. And on the 7th day, Shavat, cessation, la'inafash, and he rested. From the word nefesh, a restoration of the soul. So on this pasuk, we've spoken about the Or HaChaim on Vishamu. We spoke about, I believe, in this class, Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Twersky, who quotes the Sforno on va'inafash, and he rested. So this is a passage in this week's parsha. What I'm going to do now with that is go to the teaching of Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch from the Sefer I'm quoting from. It's called the Hirsch Siddur. Fell time, Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch, commentary to the Siddur. The last thing we read in Rav Pinkus, just to remind ourselves, is that even though Shabbos comes every seventh day, and even though it spills over into Friday and Thursday, what we call Thursday, okay, the days preceding Shabbos, and even though it spills into Motzei Shabbos, it still remains a mystery, an enigma, because why? We don't understand exactly what the point of Shabbos is. We know that Pesach is Man Chiruseinu, and Shavuos is Man Matan Toruseinu. We know Rosh Hashanah is a time of HaMelech who is sitting on his throne. We know Yom Kippur is a day of atonement. What am I supposed to do with Shabbos? Is it only to take a nap? What am I supposed to do on these long Shabbos afternoons? Is it only to get extra sleep? So let us see what Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch has to say. Here we go. Okay, could you see my screen? Yeah, okay. The reason I went to the Hirsch Siddur is because in this week's Parsha, we have these psukim, and we recite these psukim in our Shachris of Amidah. In the Shabbos morning tefillos, we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, Moshe, rejoice Moshe in your portion, in the gift of your portion. Ki evan ne'eman karasol. What was Moshe's portion? He was an Eved Hashem. Hashem, whatever you want, I'm going to do. You want me not to be with Tzipora, my children? I won't be with Tzipora, my children. You want me to lead the people? I'll lead the people. You want me not to go into Eretz Yisrael? I won't go into Eretz Yisrael. A lot of what Moshe had in his life was not what we would call easy for a regular person. Excuse me, but Moshe rejoiced because his portion was to be an Eved Hashem. Kelil Tiferes Berosh Nasata, a crown of glory, Tiferes, you placed upon his head. But Amdo Lefanech Al Har Sinai, when he stood before you on the mountain of Sinai, Ushnei Luchos Avanim Horid Biado, also the sixth Parsha, Kitisa, he comes down with those very Luchos, and he sees the people doing Ega Hazahav, Vekasu Bahem Shmir Shabbos, Vekain Sasu Besar Sacha. It's written on them on the Luchos about Shabbos, and so it says in your Torah. And this is, oh, you could hear here on the top of my screen. This is an excerpt from Tefillah Shachris the Shabbos, the morning Amidah. And what does it say in your Torah? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, the children of Israel guarded the Sabbath. I just quoted these psukim first from my Chumash, and now I'm showing them to you on my screen from the Siddur. La'asos es haShabbos l'dorosam bris olam. I'm not translating again. I translated already. Beinu v'ein v'nei Yisrael osihi l'olam kisheshos yamim asa Hashem es haShemayim v'esaretz v'yamashvi shabbat v'yinafash. On the seventh day, God, Hirsch's translation is withdrew. This is a beautiful translation, actually. I'm going to translate according to Rav Hirsch. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever that for 6 days God created the heaven and the earth and ceased to create on the seventh day. What is Vayinafash? Ooh, when he withdrew into his own essence. That's beautiful. When he withdrew into his own essence. That's Vayinafash. We withdraw from this whole world. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to emulate God. So our topic is to withdraw from everything in this world and retreat into the essence of God. Retreat into the essence of our soul. Vayinafash, according to Rav Hirsch, when he withdrew, God, the Almighty, withdrew from his work into his own essence. And that's a lesson for us. So let us see what Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch has to say on Vishamru. Here we go. You said you could see my screen. Vishamru. It is written in the Torah, it's Parshas Ki Tisa, that the prohibition, oh, there's, you can't see my screen, you could see my screen, 1 second. Yes, we should behave in a more neshamistic level on Shabbos, through utilizing Gashmias, through wine, like we learned last time, making Kiddush, through Lacha Mishnah, which is bread, which is Gashmias, through nice clothing, we come to Shabbos, and we use all of that Gashmias to elevate ourselves, to be in a more neshamistic plane. That's exactly right, because Vayinafash, Hashem withdrew and withdrew into his own essence. So if we have to withdraw from this world and draw into our essence, that means our essence is the essence of the neshama. And we should behave in a more neshamistic fashion on Shabbos, utilizing the Gashmis to reach a high level. Vishamru, it is written in the Torah that the prohibition of work on the Sabbath, we saw in this passage from Kitisa, that he who performs work on Shabbos will be cut off from his people. So it is written in the Torah that this prohibition of work on the Sabbath, by whose observance we give expression to the true meaning of the day of rest, by observing the prohibition of work on Shabbos, we give expression to the true meaning of the day of rest. And I think that this passage is illuminating, no pun intended, vis-a-vis the illumination of Shabbos, because what Rav Pinkas is saying is that we don't understand the mystery of Shabbos. So here Rav Hirsch is going to say, what is the true meaning of the day of rest? Is it only, like Rav Pinkas said, to take a long nap in the afternoon? What is the true meaning of the day of rest? It is to be guarded by all of our descendants as well, like we saw. The Dorasam. It is a bris olam. V'shamu b'nei asa Shabbos, asos es Shabbos l'dorasam, bris olam. It's for all generations. It's an eternal covenant. It is a divine institution, Shabbos, that is, quote, changeless. Shabbos is changeless. That means we don't change Shabbos. It is and inalienable forever. It is changeless and inalienable forever. Every man is endowed, it says in the Constitution or Declaration of Independence, I don't know, inalienable rights, the Havdil. Shabbos is changeless and inalienable forever. Our involvement in this covenant, it is a bris olam, is the sign set up by God. Osi beini uveinechem. It is an os, it is a bris, it is changeless. Our fulfillment of the bris olam, of keeping Shabbos forever, it does not change throughout the generations, is the sign set up by God. That is the oath between him and ourselves. What is the sign? To know that we recognize him to be the creator of earth. So I am subordinate to he who is the creator. And I express that through Shmiras Shabbos. Again, the psukim say, in the passage that I quoted, Kisheshes yam oshi la'olam, Kisheshes yamim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz. So our fulfillment of this covenant, of the bris olam, is the sign set up by God between him and ourselves to know what? We recognize him. He is the creator of the heaven of earth, heaven and earth, and we acknowledge him as such by subordinating to him all of our own lives. We subordinate to God our ambitions. We subordinate to God our achievements. Sometimes we think we want something else for ourselves or different in life than what God wants. And sometimes our ambitions might be different than what Hashem sets the path. And sometimes our achievements we think we've achieved on our own. No, we have to subordinate all of that to the Ribono Shel Olam. Everything that we produce and create, everything that we're successful with during those 6 days of the week, on Shabbos we come to Hashem and we say, Hashem, it's all you. Because he is the creator of the heaven and earth. He created everything here. So I can't create and I can't be successful out of the parameters of God. There's nothing that outside of that. There's nothing that is outside the parameters of God. Everything in this world is godly. And then we say, we continue. Oh, I closed my siddur by mistake. I want to do one more paragraph here. 1 second. I started in the wrong place. I'm going back, okay? It's okay. I started from Rav Hirsch on Vishamru. What I really meant to start with was Rav Hirsch on Yismech Moshe. So I'm going back. It's okay. It makes sense. Everything we learned still makes sense. But I meant to start on the previous teaching. Okay. What we said in our tefillah, which I quoted, was we began after Ata Kadosh Roshim Chakadosh, which is the beginning of the Amidah every day of the week and every tefillah, the beginning of three brachos of Shabbat. On Shabbos, we move to not Ata Chonein Adam Da'as, but rather we move to Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalko. Let Moshe rejoice in the gift of his portion, that he was called a faithful servant. So we're going out a little bit out of order to the commentary of the Siddur. Yismach, Moshe told the people, Re'u ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos. See, God has given you the Sabbath. When is this pasuk said? In Parshas Bishalach, Perek Tes Zayin, chapter 16 of the book of Shmos, in regard to the man, when it first fell. Moshe said, see, Hashem is giving you the day of Shabbos, because the man, you will collect double portion on Yom Shishi to last for Shabbos. Moshe told the people, Re'u, see, ki Hashem nasan lechem haShabbos. God has given you the Sabbath. The Sabbath is called not a burden, but Shabbos is a matana tova, a good gift. We shouldn't see that Shabbos is, oh, it's so long. What am I supposed to do the whole afternoon? I already finished my Tehillim. I finished Parsha with Rashi. I already finished my Chumash. I read through the whole Mishpacha. What should I do now? Shabbos is not a burden. Shabbos is a matana tova, a good gift. The prohibition of work on Shabbos is not meant to be restrictive. And that's very important. The children should not be made to feel like Shabbos is a day of I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this, I can't go here, I can't go there. Then it becomes seen as a restrictive burden instead of a matana tova. If we frame everything in the negative, then association with Shabbos becomes negative. The prohibition of work on that day, v'shamu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, la'asos es ha-Shabbos, we guard the Sabbath, to do the Sabbath, is not meant to be a restrictive burden. The Sabbath is God's most precious and blessed gift. The greatest matana we have, the most precious matana, the most blessed matana is Shabbos, of which Moshe was privileged to be the bearer. Why do we talk about Moshe? Yismach Moshe. B'matnas chelko. You see, Rav Hirsch is explaining. The words are Yismach Moshe. Let Moshe rejoice. B'matanat chelko. What was the matana? What was the portion of matana that Moshe received? Shabbos. And he brought that matana to Knesset Yisrael. Moshe was privileged to be the bearer of this most precious and blessed gift, to implant and nurture in the hearts of the people the gladdening understanding and fulfillment of Shabbos. Moshe was our teacher, Moshe was our leader, Moshe was our chief rabbi, and he rejoiced in Matnas Chelko, receiving the portion of the Matana. What portion? The Matana of Shabbos. And he transmitted that to Knesset Yisrael. It was his job to implant in our hearts and to nurture in our hearts the gladdening understanding. Like what Pinchas says, do we really understand Shabbos, or is it a mystery to us? Do we really know what we're supposed to be doing on Shabbos? In fact, he's going to say, I don't know if we're going to get to today, but he's going to say in two paragraphs that Pesach is Man Chibrusenu, Shavuos is Man Matan Torasenu, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. What is Shabbos? Is Shabbos man of gefilte fish and cholent? I'm quoting back from Rav Pinchas. Is that all that Shabbos is? I put on my cholent before this class. Is that what Shabbos is? If Pesach is man cheresini, Shavuos is man matan teresini, Rosh Hashanah is yom hazikaron. Is Shabbos, if we had such a similar phrase in our Shabbos prayer, says Rav Pinchas, would a bees man gefilte fish and cholent? Is that all that Shabbos is? And yet we say in the Tfilos, of course, it's obviously tongue-in-cheek. It sounds a little humorous, but Nabuch, is that how we think of Shabbos? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, when Moshe rejoiced in the gift of his portion. The gift of his portion was the transmission of the gift of Shabbos to us, Knesset Yisrael. We should be glad in our understanding and fulfillment of Shabbos. Because, says our first, Shabbos is God's most precious and blessed gift. Next paragraph. How greatly indeed must Moshe rejoice, Yismach Moshe, if his spirit should look upon the abundance of blessing from the divine Sabbath. You can't look at the divine Sabbath. And he specifies divine Sabbath because in a piece we're going to see probably continuation of this. Next time we meet is that for the Umas Olam, they also have the concept of rest. However, Velona Sata Lagoya Artsos, our Shabbos rest, like Rivka said, we should be more neshamistic, is not the rest of the Umas HaOlam. Moshe must rejoice if his spirit will look upon the abundance of blessings of the divine Sabbath, because he brought it to the people. He nurtured Shabbos in our midst. If you go through the Torah, there are so many references to Shabbos, starting from Parshas Bishalach at Mara. Rashi says, Moshe already introduced us to Shabbos in Mar, Parshas Bishalach, that's Perek Tezvav. And Perek Tezayin, by the Mano, we learn much about Shabbos. That's in Parshas Bishalach. Then we come to Parshas Yisro, that's Seres HaDibro, Zachor, Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. Then we come to Parshas Mishpatim, and in Mishpatim, we are commanded regarding the Sabbath. And then after Mishpatim, we move to Melechas HaMishkan, Truma, Tetzaveh, Kitiso, VaYakob HaKudeh. But once again, in the context of Mishkan, we are commanded regarding Shabbos, like I quoted the Psukim for you, V'sham B'nei Yisro HaSa Shabbos. So Shabbos takes over our whole lives. It's a recurring theme constantly in the Torah and in our lives as observant Jews, because Moshe brought the gift of the divine Sabbath, the blessing, there's that word again, blessing, in juxtaposition to Shabbos, which he brought to the people, and he nurtured Shabbos in our midst. It was given to Israel through all the centuries of the millennia that have elapsed since Moshe's passing. Shabbos did not die with Moshe, chas v'sham. It's a gift he entrusted to every generation. It is a blessing that increases with each and every Shabbos. So not only did it not diminish with Moshe's death, but with each and every Shabbos, the fount of blessing increases and it enters into the living presence of Am Yisrael. He brought us Shabbos. He nurtured Shabbos in our midst. He gave Israel through all the centuries, Lidorosam, Bris Olam, all the centuries of the millennia that have elapsed since Moshe's passing. We are Zocha to blessing that increases with each and every Shabbos. Is it only a day for a nap? But Pinchas says, if we had a phrase describing Shabbos, would it be Zman Gefilte Fish and Cholent? Is that all that Shabbos is? Is it just cessation from work and eating fine foods and taking a nap? Obviously not. So in the Tefillah we continue. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that there was a comment. Birkas HaTorah in Shacharis does not mention Shabbos. Meaning what? Because it's Birkas HaTorah. I'm not sure I understand exactly the question. I'm going to go on. So we say in the Tefillah, so that's referred to on Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. So in other words, he's not just saying Moshe received a gift. Specifically refers to as the matnas chelko, the gift of his portion, was the matan of Shabbos. Ki eved ne'eman karasolo. What was Moshe's title? Faithful servant. You are an eved ne'eman. Moshe is not known as the husband of Tzipor. He's not known as the father. He's not known as the business guy. He's not known as the shepherd, even though he had all those jobs. He is known as Evan Neman. Says Rav Sham Shamfal Hirsch, for God has called Moshe a faithful servant in the cause of his purposes. Moshe is the faithful servant when it comes to God's purpose in the creation of this world. And Moshe had indeed proven to be such. How do we know that Moshe is so faithful? By the faithful manner in which he successfully, Moshe was faithful, and we know that, in the way in which he successfully and permanently implanted Shabbos into the hearts and minds of his people. So the first section of the Amidah on Shabbos morning in Shacharis, after we move away from the standard set introduction to the Amidah, which we begin every Amidah after V'ata Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu being the Eved Ne'eman. We talk about Moshe and the Ma'anas Chelko. What proved that he was such an Eved Ne'eman, a faithful servant, says Rav Sham Shamfal Hirsch? He implanted Shabbos into the hearts and minds of his people, but not for one generation, forever. L'dorosam, Bris Olam. So that means that the love and appreciation that we have for Shabbos, and again, through this class, we're trying to increase that love and appreciation and understanding of Shabbos, but whatever feelings we have toward Shabbos comes in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Look, again, Rav Hirsch said it here. For God has called Moshe a faithful servant in the cause of his purposes, and Moshe has proven to be such. He has proven to be a faithful servant. How? Through the manner in which he was successful in teaching about Shabbos, and permanently, l'dorosam, osi beinu uveinechem, forever, in which he successfully and permanently implanted Shabbos into the hearts and the minds of people. So that means in our hearts, we have to emotionally feel a connection to Shabbos, and in our mind, we have to learn intellectually the mitzvot of Shabbos, the halachos of Shabbos, shemira Shabbos properly, is a joining of the heart and the mind. That's like all of Odes Hashem. You have to put your heart into what you're doing when you serve God. Sometimes your heart feels broken. Sometimes your heart feels joyous. But Hashem wants your heart. Shivchi kamaim libeich. Nochach p'nei Hashem. Pour out your heart like water before God. Hashem wants your heart. In Shmir Shabbos and in all other Asiyas and Mitzvos. Hashem also wants your mind. He wants your intellect. You have to know the halachos of not only keeping Shabbos, but how to be an Eved Hashem. There are halachos that govern all aspects of our lives. To whom do we give credit for transmitting this to us forever? Moshe Rabbeinu. He implanted Shabbos into our hearts. Don't you say on Thursday, thank God, tomorrow Shabbos. On Friday morning, Baruch Hashem, it's Erev Shabbos. And he implanted this into our minds. He taught us the laws, the chukim, the mishpatim, the mitzvos, Torah Sav. It was not in vain. Oh, and then the next thing we say in the tefillah is, which Rav Hirsch was commenting on, you don't have that here. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Rav Hirsch expanded upon that. Ki even naman karasalo. The proof that Moshe was such a faithful servant is that he transmitted Shabbos to us successfully. And then we say ki liel tiferes b'rosho nasata. A crown of glory you placed upon his head. Says Rav Sham Shamfal Hirsch, Kilil Tiferes, Barosh Onasata, the crown of glory you placed upon his head, says Rav Hirsch. It was not in vain that the radiant crown, by the way, it relates to this week's parsha, V'lo yada Moshe ki karan arpano bedabro ito, his face, there was light shining, beaming, when he came down from Har Sinai. It was not in vain that the radiant crown was set upon his head. When he stood before God on Har Sinai, it wasn't just a crown. It was a radium beaming. It was the light of Torah. And he brought down with him the luchos, the tablets of the law, on which the commandment of Shabbos observance was engraved. Not only was Shabbos observance engraved, it was engraved as the mainstay and bearer of the entire Torah. Look what Rav Hirsch just said. Observing Shabbos is the mainstay and bearer of the entire Torah. When a person properly observes Shabbos, from there, that's a springboard to bearing and observing the entire Torah. And this is what Moshe gave us, and this is what we talk about. So when we say Yismech Moshe b'mat neschal kol ki even neman karaslo tomorrow morning when he daven this tefillah, kiliyot tefers b'rasha nosata b'amdal lefenecha al har Sinai, we're not just saying that Moshe was an even neman. We're not just saying that he should rejoice in his portion. It's specifically in regard to Shmira Shabbos and in transmitting the love of Shabbos to the people. So we already started to understand, I hope from today's class, we should have an exalted, enlightened, enhanced appreciation and understanding of the Matana of Shabbos that Moshe transmitted to us for generations. And next time, Be'ezor Hashem, we will continue with our understanding of how we realize that Shabbos is not just Zman Gefilte Fish and Chulet. Vishamru, we already went through, we just did it out of order. So that is Rav Hirsch on this passage in the Siddur. I just want to see. 1 second. Oh, so it's not mentioned in the Birkas HaTorah, specifically Shabbos, perhaps because Birkas HaTorah are not a bracha on Shabbos per se. Kiddush is a bracha on Shabbos. We learned about it last week and we learned, touched upon it this week, but that's just a bracha on Torah. I can't say irrespective of Shabbos, but it's a bracha on Torah and it's deserving of its own bracha without mentioning Shabbos. That's what I think offhand. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful and uplifting Shabbos. We have one more class before we break for Yom Tov. So Be'ezor Hashem, before Pesach, we do have one more class. And I wish you a wonderful week of Besuros Tovos, a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you again to our sponsor and all our participants. Thank you, everybody. Kol Tov.